Hello and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
5 activities that promote joy. Do you ever feel like you need a break from work? A little time to relax and enjoy yourself? If so, you're not alone. In today's hectic world, it can be tough to find time for yourself. That's why it's important to make time for activities that promote joy. These 5 activities can help you relax and recharge, and they can also improve your overall mood. 1. Spend time with loved ones. Few things in life are more important than spending time with the people we love. Whether it's catching up over coffee, sharing a meal, or simply enjoying each other's company, quality time with our loved ones is a guaranteed mood booster. Spending time with loved ones not only makes us feel good in the moment, but it also boosts our long-term happiness. So next time you're feeling down, remember that spending time with those you love is one of the most surefire ways to promote joy. 2. Connect with nature. Being in nature has been shown to have a plethora of benefits, including reducing stress, improving moods, reducing anxiety, improving sleep quality, and even reducing inflammation. There are many ways to connect with nature, such as hikes, walks in the park, gardening, sitting on a bench and people watching, or even just opening your door and feeling the fresh air. One of the best things about nature is that it is free and accessible to everyone, no matter where they live. So get out there and enjoy all that nature has to offer. 3. Exercise your body and mind. While some people might associate joy with material possessions or accomplishments, the truth is that joy is a state of mind. And, like all states of mind, it can be cultivated through certain activities. One key way to promote joy is to exercise both your body and your mind. Physical exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. Exercising regularly can help to improve your overall sense of well-being. Mental exercise helps to keep your mind sharp and can ward off feelings of boredom or stagnation. Challenging your brain with puzzles, games, and new experiences can help you to maintain a sense of curiosity and wonderment. When combined, these 2 types of exercise can have a profound effect on your emotional state and help you to experience more joy in your life. 4. Do something you're passionate about. It's easy to get stuck in a rut, doing the same things day after day without any real passion or purpose. But life is too short to go through the motions day after day without enjoying what you do. That's why it's so important to find something that you're passionate about and make it a priority in your life. When you're passionate about something, it gives you a sense of purpose and meaning. It can be something as simple as taking up a new hobby or volunteering for a cause that you care about. It is, make sure that it's something that you truly enjoy and that brings happiness into your life. When you do something you're passionate about, it will make all the difference in your outlook on life. 5. Give back to others. There are many activities that can promote joy, and one of the best ways to feel good is to give back to others. Whether it's volunteering at a local soup kitchen or simply lending a listening ear to a friend in need, helping others is a surefire way to boost your mood. Why not take some time out of your busy schedule to do something nice for someone else? It doesn't have to be a big gesture, even the smallest acts of kindness can make a world of difference. So go ahead and spread some joy, you'll be glad you did.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.StressHealthSolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.